This audio presentation is the teaching of Jennifer Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message entitled Transformation was delivered on January 26th, 2020. Here now is Jennifer.
Good morning, New Hope. All right, well, welcome. Everything over here is upside down. My fault. Okay, so here we are. Nearing the end of the first month of 2020, the beginning of a new decade, a new beginning, if you will. How many of you here today started off your year with a New Year's resolution? Nobody? Oh, a few? Okay. Better question. Better question. How many of you kept it? Okay, well, I learned a long time ago not to make a resolution. I normally would keep it maybe for a week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe. But then I give it up, and normally I just tell myself, well, if God wanted me to be skinny, he wouldn't have blessed me with my husband who can cook the way he does every single day. So, you see, this is a resolution that I was destined to give up on from the very start. Now, I could use the treadmill that he got me per my request. But if you know Proverbs 28 clearly says that the wicked run when no one is chasing them. So there's that. All jokes aside, for the last few years, instead of making a resolution, I've decided to pray, start off my year with a prayer in which I ask God to, point number one, let go. Something that seems so very easy to do, but letting go never really is. I pray that I'm able to let go of all the opala or the rubbish from the year before, to let go of the negativity that surrounded me, the doubts that I let consume my life, and the fear of never knowing what tomorrow would hold. I pray that he fill my life with only what he himself has created for me. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalms 139, verses 23 to 24. You'll find there that it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you." God never said anywhere in the Bible that the path that he has created for our lives would be easy. But he promises to never leave nor forsake us. Even on the days when you feel like there's no end to whatever it is you're going through, or you feel like he's not there or he's not listening, give it all to him. Leave your cares, your worries, your doubts, your fears, your shortcomings, leave everything at his feet and just let it go. Now, a while back, James and I were on our way to Costco. And as we turned up onto Mayo Street, there was a man on the corner holding a sign that said, "Anything helps." This man had a whole bunch of stuff scattered all over the ground, all around him, and he was sitting on a chair talking to himself in the blazing Kona sun, and he was red, like red from being sunburned. I didn't think too much about it. We continued up the street, and as we turned into Costco, there was another person, this time a lady, sitting on the ground on the corner with a sign that says, "Please help." Now, I remember at the time making some kind of comment to James about how they should get a job and get off the drugs and something to that effect. Now, we went into Costco. I didn't give it a second thought. Did our shopping, and as we were leaving, I saw the same lady at the exit, still sitting on the ground, but this time she wasn't alone. There was another woman with her. The woman had parked her car, got out, and sat next to the woman and put her hand on her and was praying for her. I instantly felt terrible. Terrible for the way I thought and for judging her. Now, I don't know who that woman was, but I'm so very blessed and humbled by what she did that day. Now, the last time I was up here, I said that God likes to speak to me not just through his word, but also through things or situations that are going on around me. I should have also mentioned how stubborn I can be and that I don't always catch it the first time around. And sometimes I need to be told a second and third time. And of course, of all the things in the world that my kids decided to get from me was my stubbornness. So I'm sorry, honey. You know, I find that a nice quiet place to do my devotions is at work. So if I'm able to, I get there early and I sit at my desk and I really just get into God's word. Getting there early also gives me an opportunity to go to each person's cubicle and pray for them before they even get there. Christmas Eve was no different, except that a whole bunch of stuff happened to me on the way to work. After I had finished my devotions, I really just sat and was reminded of the situations I had gone through. And I decided to post on Facebook about it, and I just wanted to read it to you. So on Christmas Eve, I wrote, "As you prepare to celebrate this Christmas with the ones you love, please take a moment to pray for and thank God for all of the presents." That's spelled P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. "You are blessed with." Yes, you read it right. Pray and thank God, not just for the family or friends beside you, but for everyone. Yes, even the lady who cut you off on a Poneva stretch this morning. The elderly man who is driving 25 in the 45. The coworker that you're tired of dealing with because they're always so negative. The seemingly homeless man begging for handouts on the corner. The sketchy guy in the parking lot who made you cling to your purse just a little tighter that morning. Maybe, just maybe, that woman who cut you off didn't do it on purpose, but was rushing to the hospital for a family member who was hurt or suddenly fell ill. Maybe that elderly man was going slow not to irritate you or to be a jerk, but maybe God was using him as an example to tell you to stop rushing through life and slow down. Maybe that person who's always negative is going through something really trying in their home life and just needs a friend or a hug. Maybe that homeless man on the corner isn't actually homeless, lazy, a scammer, a drug dealer, or a drug addict or something like that. That's how we can often think as humans, but perhaps he lost his job because he was needed at home to care for someone who was ill or dying and is trying his very best to make ends meet. Maybe that sketchy guy in the parking lot isn't out to hurt you, but actually a veteran who fought for your freedom and due to all of the things that he has seen or had to endure is now suffering from PTSD and can't help the way that he might come across. Don't be so quick to judge, but be ever so quick to pray. So there it was the second time. Like I said, stubborn, no can help, sorry. I wasn't gonna miss it the third time. I didn't want to be told a third time, and I got right back into the word. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." So this morning, my son helped me prepare a little video for you folks this morning.
Asked me to let go, but I thought I knew better. Afraid of surrender and what I don't know. I've always had a plan, but now I'm so weary, and I can't see clearly. Forgot who I am. So won't you make my eyes, my ears, your tears, and won't you make my hands, my feet, my dreams, your dreams. Control. I speak honestly, I've still got some questions, still fighting the tension, I need some relief. No, I'm no Superman, this is my confession, been learning my lesson, help me understand. So won't you make my eyes, my ears, your tears, and won't you make my hands, my feet, my dreams, your dreams.
Sorry about the camera shaking, that was me. And no, I never have coffee, it was just me. You know, we aren't perfect. We never will be. The one thing we can do is transform the way we think. And as humans, it's so easy to fall victim to the ways of the world, so easy to see things only surface deep. Let God transform the way you think. Just like in the video, you might have spent the entire time thinking, what is he painting? What is he doing? That looks horrible. And that has nothing to do with this message. But it had everything to do with this message. So, you know, as humans, it's easy to do the things that we are comfortable doing. But as Christians, we are called to step out of our comfort zone and to let go of the fear of the unfamiliar. We are also taught to seek God in all things and to see the big picture. I've learned that I still have a long way to go. Many transformations need to happen in my life, but through patience, prayer, and petition, I'll get there. I just need to let it all go and remember to, point number two, let God. Let him be the thoughts that you think, the feelings that you feel, and the words that you say. Now, I know it won't happen overnight. It'll take time, and we're going to stumble, and we're going to pick ourselves right back up again, and God's going to be right there waiting for us, protecting us, and rescuing us from whatever we fall into. But just know that it'll be worth it. Psalms 37, verse 7 says, "Be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Now, letting God handle everything seems so easy to do, but no, it really isn't. Our flesh desires things to happen now when we want them. Instant gratification. What does that girl in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory say? I want it, and I want it now. Now, the enemy is right there waiting for you to want it now. He's waiting to trip you up and offers you that instant gratification. That thought of you want it, you got it. Don't give in. Be patient and wait for him. He will give you everything you need when you need it. Don't stress about it. Trust him. Psalms 91, verses 3 to 4 says, "For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection." Isn't God so awesome? Even when we do give in to the enemy and our own fleshy, selfish desires, as we all will because we're all human, he is still right there to rescue us and protect us. All you need to do is let him. He has the master plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Do you really know what the Bible is? The Bible is a 66-book love letter that he has written especially for you. Unlike the things of this world, it is unchanging and unwavering. Just like the plan God has and the love he has for you, it'll never change because he'll never change. Hebrews 13:8 promises this as it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and when?" Forever. Amen. Following his master plan doesn't come without trials. The enemy is lurking around every corner, waiting for the perfect opportunity to trip you up. That is why it is so very important, and I can't stress this enough. Point number 3, pray for protection. Matthew 26:41 says, "Keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation, for our spirit is willing, but our bodies are weak." We're all weak. I don't care how long it's been since you gave your life to God and started following him. We are all weak because we are all human. Always, always, always pray. Pray for everything. Pray for God's protection, his peace, for his divine wisdom when faced with a difficult choice or situation. Listen to his instructions and trust him. So, I saw a video one day when I was researching a lesson for our middle and high school youth ministry. Now, I find that visual prompts have the greatest benefits when trying to teach them something, but not just them, me too. Now, I want you to picture me having two oranges. I have one that's totally covered, unpeeled, and the other one that's totally peeled. Keep that in mind. Ephesians 6:11 says, "A final word, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor, so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil." I want you to now picture a big bowl of water, and I want you to think that the water in this bowl or this bucket is all the negativity and the traps that the enemy is preparing to trip you up with. Now, water is very fluid, and it easily seeps into the tiniest cracks or holes, which is why my husband always get mad when the kids know the shower curtain because get water all over the floor. So just like the ways of the world or tricks of the enemy, it will easily consume you. Just like an orange, unprotected, unarmed, if you place it into a bucket of water, it will sink to the bottom. But if you just pray for his protection and you put on the full armor of God, Just like an orange that's not peeled and you drop it into a bucket of water, it'll float. No matter what's going on around you, God got you. If you take anything away from this message, I want it to be this. Transform the way you think, and no matter what, protect yourself from the ways of this world.
Can you hear me now? Let's give Jen another hand and say thank you to her. And last year, it was in November or so, Pastor Scott put out the schedule and the days that he wanted to take off. And today was one day, and he said, you're going to speak in January on the 26th. I'd like to be off. And I said, no, let's have Jen speak. So you guys have me to thank for that one, okay? That's such a wonderful job. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm sitting in my chair and just God is doing surgery on me as she speaks. You're such a wonderful teacher, Jen, and thank you for all that you do in this church. Well, and January is such a great time to begin the transformation. And I don't know what God spoke to you today, but I know he spoke to me many things where changes can take place in my life. And it's great, not a resolution, but a transformation that God does. So don't forget, let go, let God, and pray for his protection so he can take you from glory to glory into everything that he's meant us to be. 2020, perfect year for vision. The vision is God wants you to see everything that he has for you in store, not just for 2020, but for the rest of your life. And then on into eternity. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for a wonderful message that you gave to Jen for each and every one of us this morning. And Lord, I pray that you would encourage us, Father, as things come upon us in this world, encourage us to let go, to let you do your thing in our lives. And challenge us to be obedient to do our part. And as we do, Father, this morning I pray a hedge of protection over this church because you have wonderful things in store. Your end game in our lives is awesome. And Father, I pray for protection that the enemy would not take anything away from what you're doing. So again, Lord, I pray you do your thing and allow us to be obedient to do our part. Father, we thank you, we love you, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Can we seal that with a clap offering to him this morning? Ooh, and then would you stand? And James is going to lead us as we go out of here today, giving God glory.
Amen.
You've been listening to Jennifer Arcatola of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.